Analysts say today's stock market rise is due to news of a breakthrough in the budget talks. Commentator Paul Duerenberger says fascination with predicting the marketplace reflects ancient customs.
Part of any newspaper or news broadcast, right there with the national disgraces and triumphs of wars, negotiations, sports, and weather, is a stock market report. Usually there will be an article or two devoted to why the market is doing whatever it's elected to do that day and what it will be doing in the future. Why is there a whole industry devoted to selling advice about what to do in the stock market? Buy, sell, or hold? You can find virtually any advice you want in all of this stuff. At any moment, some person will be celebrated as a great genius for having made a killing in recent market events. This trader must have the system figured out. A player who gets rich must be smart, so you and I should follow suit. All we know is that the market closed at a new high or took a dive, or the economy improved so the market crashed, or dollars are down in Europe so the market went up, or is it down? Does that mean buy, sell, or hold? So we read the oracles, and like all oracles, they tell us whatever we want to see. Someone will always be vindicated by today's news. Old geniuses are forgotten and new ones proclaimed as the numbers roll in. This is an ancient human proclivity. We know of the precursors to the Chinese because archaeologists have found the questions they put to their oracles inscribed in bone. The Romans read the guts of birds to know the future, and the Greeks had their oracle at Delphi. American Indians burned the shoulder bones of caribou to locate game. Like the prophecies of the I Ching, all becomes clear only after the fact. Oh, that's what it meant. So, like all the people who want to know the future, we have our oracles. But we made an industry of it. Some of these firms are themselves traded in the stock market. Whatever method these prophets promote, all have learned, as one of the fraternity observed, that money is to be made not by taking advice, but by selling it. Like all fortune tellers, they read patterns and project futures. But if you're really interested in the future, you might want to keep reading till you get to the horoscope section. After all, it projects futures based on well-known patterns.
Paul Duerenberger is an anthropologist at the University of Iowa in Iowa City. He records his essays at member station WSUI.